Welcome to the big interview on Money Life, the first of two big interviews. And they are big interviews today because it's big names. My guest right now is Craig Callahan. He is founder and president of the Icon Funds. Icon Advisors is the firm that runs the Icon Funds, a very interesting family of funds. They also, by the way, have the Icon Tactical Allocation Portfolios. You can learn more about everything they do at iconadvisors.com, and they spell advisors with the O, not the E, iconadvisors.com. Craig Callahan, welcome back to Money Life.
Good to be with you, Chuck.
Always great to get a chance to chat with you because you always have a very calculated, calm take on the market. And right now, calm is not a commodity that people are interested in. They are interested in, oh my God, there's a lot of volatility. How much is my hair worth? Let me pull it all out. So how much should they be thinking that things have actually changed here, or how much have things not changed? This is just volatility and back to business as usual.
Well, we're value investors. We never use simple PE or price to book. We compute intrinsic value. And we see the market currently as about 5% below our estimate of fair value. And we have not seen the overpricing typical of market peaks. So we think this is a temporary setback, and we would expect the market to be at least 5, maybe 10 to 12% higher a year from now.
Okay, 5 to 10% higher a year from now is great. What kind of ride are we going to get there? Because you can get there in a lot of different ways. You could get there, you know, 20% up and spend a lot of time losing it. You could get there slow bleed. What are we talking about?
Well, our best predictive abilities with our value are out about 12 to 13 months. So we don't have short-term timing capabilities. From some of the things I see going on, this temporary downturn feels very mature. I can't see it lasting too much longer, but that's more of a gut feel. Our numbers are much better out at a year to 13 months.
When you talk about valuations, and as you point out, you are value investors, and you say that things are looking where there's more room to grow, is this relative value? Is this absolute value? Help my audience understand, because they just heard something positive out of you, a value manager, but they've heard some negative things out of other people who are also value managers. And we know value means different things to different people.
First off, we have a white paper your listeners could call in and get. And we looked at the PE ratio on the S&P 500 back to 1967. And it has zero predictive abilities. Where the market goes a year later on a PE of the 500 index, the correlation is just about zero. People for years now have been saying, oh, the market's too high because the PE is too high. They ought to go do their research. That's a pretty useless predictor. We compute intrinsic value. We take a company's earnings, we project them growing out into the future, then we discount them back to their present value considering risk and interest rates.
We should point out that white paper would be available at the Icon Advisors site. There's a tab there for news and views, which includes white papers.
Yes.
Want to make that clear. And this is a very different perspective. It's the same take on the lack of value in PE ratios, but for very different reasons than you've heard from David Trainer from The Danger Zone, from New Constructs and The Danger Zone segment that we do here on the show. When you consider value across the spectrum and you are looking at international investing, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, for a while now, we kept expecting that we'd see better returns internationally, and we haven't. Is the intrinsic value picture in Europe and developed nations and also in emerging markets getting to where that is more attractive for you at this point? Because you have not been in the, yeah, that stuff's more attractive camp in the past.
We value stocks in 41 international countries. And at the top of the list, the top 12 to 13 are just about all emerging markets. The mature developed countries are not where we're finding the bargains right now. Of course, there's an old saying, buying emerging markets now is like catching a falling knife. It's, you don't know where the bottom is and it's a little slippery, but there is good value in emerging markets.
Okay, so there's good value in emerging markets. There's not as good value in developed markets. Where does the United States stand? Better value in the U.S.? Between those two, where are we relative?
In the middle, between those two. So prices here on average 5% below fair value. That's not quite as good as the emerging markets. Of course, we're not as risky, but it's better bargains than we would find in, let's say, Germany, France, United Kingdom, for example.
As a value investor, you're not looking for the big macro trends, and you're not saying, oh my goodness, let me worry too much about the political events and all those other stuff. But where, if ever, do those things factor in? I mean, most people say that they are a wild card. But for you, do they ever wind up impacting when you're buying, where you're buying, what you're buying?
This bull market is 9.5 years, approaching 10 years. And it seems like for the last nine, there's been a contest. Who can be the first to predict the next recession and big downturn? And they've been nothing but wrong for 9 years, 8 years, 7 years, 6 years. And they're still doing it. It's like everybody wants to be that first one out there to call the big turn. And so that top-down economic approach where they worried about double-dip recession, they worried about inflation coming back, they worried about deflation, a whole list of worries, they've been wrong. And so that's the approach I'm taking. That there's a lot of concerns out there right now, and they're wrong again. I have a 9-year track record of them being wrong. So, you know, prove you're right.
Yeah, that's another way to think about it. In terms of the areas that are valued most favorably, you know, 5 to 10% is what you're seeing the market do over the next 12 months. But where are you tilting your portfolio and thinking there are better opportunities? And where would you agree where the market has said, hey, this is a little overvalued and we want to move away?
The best would be financials. They're still a bit out of favor. Have not done well this year, yet their earnings have grown very impressively. So diversified banks, that group, we find their raw value to be at least 50% below our estimate of fair value. There's a popular view that banks need a steep yield curve to make money. But if you go interview bankers and ask them, do you borrow short and lend long? They'll say, no, we match our assets with our liabilities. We match six-month business loans with six-month CDs, and we match five-year car loans with five-year CDs. So this flattening yield curve doesn't bother them. They're good at that. Banks are doing great when it comes to earnings. In fact, with this quarter, year over year, financials earnings are 41% higher than a year ago. That's really impressive.
It is. It is. Do you see that continuing regardless of the actions of the Fed? Are you worried at all about what the rate picture is doing to things?
There's a popular view to not trust the Fed and sort of presume they'll do the wrong thing. I'm on the opposite side. I think they've done a great job, and I trust them when they say they're data-driven. So if they see that inflation is staying, and most forecasts have it staying in the 2 to 2.3, 2.25 range, that low twos, they don't have reason to tighten. So I tend to trust them.
Okay. How do you feel about alternatives at this point? I mean, it's not an asset class that has worked extraordinarily well or as well as advertised for a long time, and yet it's something that a lot of people are saying should be coming back to favor. As a value investor, do you have a strong feeling one way or another about alternatives?
Over the last 9 years of this rally, I don't have the exact numbers, but I think the S&P 1500 is up 400%. Who needs an alternative to that? I mean, buy and hold has been the best thing an investor could do, and I don't see where you need an alternative to making 400% on your money in 9 years.
That's pretty well.
Call me old-fashioned, Chuck.
No, I like old-fashioned. I mean, I think for the most part, a lot of alternative investing has been an alternative to making money. The alternative to making money is not making money. That's what a lot of alternatives, they have been market neutral, which I know is supposed to mean you can make money in any condition, but they've actually proven that they can't make money in any condition. In fact, they kind of are neutral in all conditions. So we see a lot of that. That being the case, as you're looking forward, you've got the good one-year sweet spot. I'm going to ask to push you just past it in the limited time we have left. If you have to look out and there's a point where trouble is coming, is it shortly after that window closes? Is it beyond that? I mean, if we're here a year from now, market's going to be up 5 to 10% if you're right. But are we going to be much closer to trouble, or are we going to be still a little ways away from trouble?
There's two very popular views out there. One is that this bull market has to end pretty soon, and the second is that it's going to be really nasty when it does. Whenever I see views get so popular, they never happen. So if we flip that around, this bull market could go on 3 to 5 more years.
Wow. Well, my audience will certainly settle for 3 to 5 more years if we wind up seeing that. Craig, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for joining us. I feel like we've got not only some holiday cheer, but something to look forward to. And I look forward to the next chance for us to chat with you.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it.
That's Craig Callahan, everybody. He is founder and president of the Icon Funds. And he talked about the white paper, but let me just tell you, there's a lot of information on the website because they do some interesting white papers and they give out a lot of their views. You can find it at iconadvisors.com. And it's advisors with an O, advisors.com. All right, we just hit the halfway pole on today's show, but halfway, it's like we barely got started. Why? Well, Matt Schultz from Compare Cards is coming next. We'll be talking about how much stress holiday shopping really is. And then Sam Stovall from CFRA Research will be here. Oh, yeah, we're living the money life, and we're back to it right after this message.